Okay, we're going to start on Saint Gervais and Beige.
Towards Saint Gervais and Beige, we're up to Saint Gimbal in the middle of the game.
Yeah, but I told them we rushed through that story.
Oh, I'm going to rush through it anyway. Okay, Rabbi Kiva Raya, the Kabbalah Savua Haiva. Rabbi Kiva was the shepherd of Kabbalah Savua. Kabbalah Savua, they talk about this as Kabbalah Savua. Everyone would go into his house as a Kelev, would come out Savua and would be filled. He had enough. I think Elvis Rabbi Nassan says he had enough grain to support Yerushalayim for 22 years or something like that. Right? So his daughter saw that Rabbi Kiva was very tenuous and had balmidos tovos. Tosfos points out, don't we have a Gemara in Pesachim that says that Rabbi Kiva wanted to bite all the talmid chachamim like a chamor? So it doesn't mean he had these midos tovos. Tosfos says, but had the amar elo overin amar Rabbi Kiva kishayisi amaritz, and that was amaritz, which is the story. Hayisi omer mi tenli talmid chachamim ve'en eschenu, who will give me talmid chachamim? I'll bite him kechamor. Mashmid lo havi male. He didn't have. Doesn't sound like his big, great, big balmidos over here. So Iklameimar Tosfos says the hasam lav mishum shai soni talmid chachamim. It wasn't because he hated talmid chachamim. Eli mishum shai savor shem mizgain al ami aritz mipnei torosan. He thought the talmid chachamim were balgaivas over the ami aritz, that they putting themselves above the ami aritz mipnei torosan, right, because of the Torah. V'hai talmid chachamim soni osam. He thought that the talmid chachamim hate him. The whole problems of the tumah that they were goes on the Amaratzim, so he was upset about that. Never that he was shomer Torah mitzvos, he just was Amaratz who was upset that he felt that he was not being treated appropriately. I'm not sure how that really answers the question, but fine. So Amrale, she said to Rabbi Kiva, "Imi kachilach azatul beirav. If I agree to get engaged to you, will you go learn?" Amrale, and he said, "Yes." If kashu b'tzina v'shadarte, they got betrothed together and privately, so the father wouldn't find out. But in the end, and he went to learn. So Shama Avua, the father heard. Afkami beise, he threw her out of the house. Adra anami nechsei, he made an edel. She would not be able to get hanar from any of his possessions, which are a lot. So also Yosef Tracen Shirani Bivei Rav. So Rabbi Kiva would learn 12 years in the base medrash. Kiyosu, when he came back, I see Bahadi Tracer Alfe Talmide. He came back with 12,000 Talmidim, and apparently she didn't hear the commotion. So Shame Lahusava, he heard this Sava, always the Husava. Go do a check and shot. How many times a Husava appears? So Shama Husava the Ka'amar La, who said to his wife, so meaning to Rabbi Kiva's wife, Ad Kama Midabart Almanas Michayim, how long are you going to be prepared to live like an almana during your lifetime? I mean, your husband's not going to be with you. So Amrale, so the daughter of Kabbalah Savua, who's the wife of Akiva, said, "Ili did sayis, if it was up to me, you also trace our shani achrina. I'll have him. I would, or if he would hear my voice, I would have him learn for another 12 years." So Amar Rishus Kavdina. So Akiva said to himself that I'm going with what?
With her rishos
kavdina, hadar also v'yasa treishes shani achmina b'vei rav. He went on another 12 years. But then after those 12 years, ki asa aisi b'hadei. When he came back, he came with back after another 12 years with esrim la'arba alfei talmidim, with 24,000 talmidim. He said 1,000 talmidim per year. So that she heard. Shama de bisihu. So she heard that he was coming. Havekanafke la'ape. She was going out to greet him. But she was poor, so she didn't have any good, nice clothing. Amrullah Shivasa, so her neighbors said to her, "She'ile mani levosha ikasai, go borrow your nice clothing so you can wear them." So Amrullahu, so the wife said to her neighbors, "I don't need to get dressed up in nice clothing because Yodeya Tzadik Nefesh Bemto. He knows me. He knows who I am. He knows that I put my time and effort in for him. I don't need to get all pretty for him." So kimat legabe, when she got to reach Rabbi Kiva, nafal alpe kamenashka lekare, and she fell on her face when she was kissing his legs. So have a kavidachle shame. So the askonim, I guess, and Rabbi Kiva were trying to push her away. Amar lehu, Rabbi Kiva said to them, "Shavku aliver shalivi shalachem shalahu. Whatever I learned, whatever you learned, it all belongs to her. It's all due to her. It's all because of her. It's all her schus." Question they ask, or Chaim Shmuel always asked, 12 years, he couldn't just say hello? He couldn't just knock on the door and say hello? You already said this yesterday?
What?
You said this yesterday?
Yeah, that's what he used to say in yeshiva when people wanted to leave.
Ritzifus.
In the middle.
Ritzifus.
Can't go home.
It's Ritzifus. You gotta be, it's whatever. If you break it up, So you do it the other way. Lord, say you say it the other way also. Just because you know you got you're at work for a 12-hour day. You work for a 12-hour day. So then you break it up in the middle for 10-15 minutes because you break up the ritzikos of only being a guy who works. You're also learning. So you break it up. He likes that.
That
is that we didn't hear before. That's the part. All right. So Shama, you like that one? Shama I actually did hear that. I'm not sure where I heard that, but I definitely did hear that. Probably Rabbi Rosner. Shama Avua the Asagava Rabba Lamasa. So the father heard that a great man came to town. I guess he didn't realize it was Rabbi Akiva. Amar Azil Ligabe, let me go to him. Efshad Mefa Nidari. Maybe leave him to Mati Meneder. My daughter is dirt poor. I can't need to be Mati Neder to let her have something. So Asil Ligabe, so Kabbalah Savua came to Rabbi Akiva and told him the whole story that he made a Neder, that his daughter shouldn't have any.
It took him 24 years to realize that his daughter doesn't have anything.
I know he knew. It took him 24 years to try to find somebody to be Mati Neder. Maybe up till now he couldn't find anyone to be Mati Neder. It could be Mati Neder. So Atul Gabe Amar Leis, Rabbi Akiva says Kabbalah Savua, died to the Gabe Rabbi Midart. Like, did you when you made the neder, did you have in mind that if the guy who she got engaged to would become a Talmid Chacham, would you have made the neder? So Amar Leis, so he said Kabbalah Savua said to Rabbi Akiva, I feel even if the guy knew Perik Echad, I feel Halacha Achas, even if he just knew one little thing, I mean, that's just Rabbi Akiva obviously didn't know that at all. But even had he known one parak or one halacha, Amar Lei, Anahu, Rabbi Akiva says, I am that man, I am the shepherd who married your daughter. So Nafal Ape Vinashke, also he fell on his face and kissed him, Al Karei, Vyorle Palgamamone, and he gave to him half of his money. So I don't know if he was Matir or Neder. It just he was gave half the money to Rabbi Akiva. I guess Rabbi Akiva could share it with his daughter. Then he's my it's Tosas asks, how is it possible could be Matir or Neder? Because the question Rabbi Akiva asks is a nolad. It's a situation that a new situation arose, which is not how you matter neder. You don't matter neder that way. But
he said, had you known it in the first place? That's exactly
how you. But Tosa says, "Vim Tomer lo
asluf tolk ben nolad." What do you mean? It's always neder.
Always neder.
You realize the consequences.
Exactly.
No, but that's not what he said.
I thought you were talking about.
This is not the consequences. He said, "Would you have made the neder had you known that the guy was learned one parak? Not had you made the neder had you known your daughter had been such destitute."
No, he didn't answer the destitute. He said about the.
He didn't say anything. He said,
Asl Gabe. The guy learned something.
Listen, not my question. Tosa says, Vim Tomar, Lo Asluf Toch bin Nolad. Darmina bin Adar and Paragraph Lesser. Kate said, Amar Konin, what's Nolad? Konin Sha'ini Nan and Laploni, Vinasa Sofer. So he says, maybe here it's not Nolad because he was going to learn, and it's Vada, someone goes to learn, is going to get. But I don't see anywhere where it says he that he was Mati the Nether. Gemara doesn't say he was Mati the Nether. The Gemara just says that he gave it to Rabbi Akiva. Now it belongs to Rabbi Akiva, and the wife can use it. Where does it say he was Mati Neder? He just says, I am that man. Okay. All right. Varte to Rabbi Akiva, so the daughter of Rabbi Akiva, Avdile le Ben Azai Hachi. She did the same thing to Ben Azai, meaning she let, like her mother did, she let him get, let him learn 24 years. I thought Ben Azai wasn't married. Right?
Ben Azai. Stayed married.
What?
You don't know if
he stayed married. This is what people would say. The sheep goes after the sheep. I mean, like mother, like daughter. Like the mother does, that's like the daughter does. Rav Yosef Bered de Rava. Rav Yosef, the son of Rava. Shadare avui libe Rav lekamei de Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef Bered de Rava. Shadare avui libe Rav lekamei de Rav Yosef. What does that mean? Two Rav Yosefs. He sent him to learn in the base medrash of Rav Yosef. I guess different Rav Yosef.
His son's name is Rav Yosef. His name is Yosef.
His son's name is Yosef. Went to learn direct by the Rebbe named Yosef.
That's pretty.
Right. So Paskele Shish Shinei.
How old is he?
What?
How old is he?
What do you mean?
Rav Yosef is
two Rav Yosefs here.
Right. Rav Yosef is the Rebbe of Bayer Rava. Well,
Bayer. So he's older. So Paskule Shish Shnei, so he was there and learned for 6 years in a row. He have a Talash, they made a deal. They made the deal, he's going to learn for 6 years. So he have a Talash Shnei, when it was 3 years, Matim Ali Yom Kippuri, he came back on Erev Yom Kippur. So Amar, Rav Yosef says, Ezil ve'echzinhu le'inchi basing. Let me go see my household. So Shama Avuhi, yes, his father heard that Rav Yosef came. Shakal mana, he took some sort of clay milchama, right? Like he's going to fight his son, but the fact that he came back in the middle, v'nafik la'ape, and he went to greet him. Well, not really greet him. He went to meet him. So Amar Leis, so Rav says to his son, why are you here? Zonas was in this karta. You remember your zona? Very tough language. You're coming back. You have such a taiva. You have to come back in the middle. Ikad Amri Amrale, a little nicer language, Yonoskan Iskarta, you remember your dove that you have to come back. So Itzrud, so they ran to an argument. So Itzrud, Lo Maryevsik, Lo Maryevsik, was Yom Kippur, and they were arguing about this, neither of them had the time to have their Sudam of Sekis. That's the Maisa. Okay, next. The Mishnah continues talking about a man or a woman that do not fulfill their wifely or their spousal duties to each other. And they're going to talk about certain kenasos, certain punishments that the Chachamim enacted in order to force them to fulfill their obligations. So, Mishnah says, Hamoredis al Baila, the woman who rebels against her husband. Gemara is going to explain what that means. Right now we don't know what Moredis means. We'll just say Moredis. Hamoredis al Baila, Pochasin la miksuvasa shiva dinner mishabis. We decrease her ksuva 7 dinner per week. Right, every week we decrease her ksuva so that if and when the husband dies or divorces her, she will lose and she won't get the shear that was in the ksuva. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he says every week we diminish shiva tarpi'ikin. 7 tarpi'ikin. The Gemara is going to explain what tarpi'ikin mean. I believe it's a little more than shiva dinrin, but he goes, that's what he diminishes. So ad masaihu poches. How much do you keep going and pulling out the 7 dinrin? So Gemara says, ad kineg ksubasa, only up to the value of the ksuba. But from other nechassim that she has, we don't attach to the other nechassim that she has. After the ksuba is diminished, then she has no ksuba, so you have to get the get, and she goes out without a ksuba. But Rabbi Yossi says no. Rabbi Yossi Omer l'olam hu poches v'holich. You keep taking away from her ad she imtipo lo yerushim akam acher. That even if she had yerushim from somewhere else, we keep taking that away. Go behemena. We would take away from that portion as well. And the Mishnah continues, V'chein ha-morid al-ishto. If a man rebels against his husband duties towards his wife, the Chachamim also made a takana to force him that he would... Sorry? They would force him to perform his duties, which is Mosifin Aksuvasa Shlosha Dinarin B'Shabbos. We add to her ksuba 3 dinarin per week. It's a different number than the 7 dinarim that we take off. You're adding less than you're taking away. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shlosh, I'm just making the observation. You want to pull out whatever you want. You pull out whatever you want. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shlosher Tarpi'ikin. So more 3 Tarpi'ikin. So the Mishnah then asks, okay, we said that's Moredes al-Baila. What does it mean, Moredes? Moredes Mimai. What duties is she not performing? Ravuna Amar Mitasha Shemita, she doesn't want to have conjugal relations. And Rabbi Yossi from Yechanina Omer Mimalacha, she doesn't want to work. It probably means both. But Tanan, so we learned the Gemara is now going to bring a Raya that our Mishnah is talking about Moredes Mitashmish. Raya would be, our Mishnah seems to be, it says talk about she is Moredes against him, and he is Moredes against her. Well, he doesn't have to do work for her, so it must be that's talking about Tashmish. Tanan, Vechein HaMored Alishto. That's the husband rebels against the wife. Bish lamalamandam, or it's all fine. According to one who says mitashmish, then lechaye, I understand because he can withhold tashmish. Elamandam or melacha mimeshubedla. What shibud does he have to her to perform melacha? Gemara says, yeah, he does. It's talking about a baal that's omer eni zon ve eni mefarnes. Not only will I not provide for her and I will not feed her, and that yakonis her because he does have the shibud because the husband is obligated to feed his wife. Connected the malacha that she does. If she's doing the malacha and he's not feeding her, then he's being morid. So Rav, the Gemara asks, does Rav says haomer, a person who says eini zon the eini mefarnes yotziv yitei ksuba? We're talking about you punish him and you diminish the ksuba. If the guy says this eini zon eini mefarnes, we force him to divorce her right away. None of this. So the Gemara says v'lav li'imluchi ve'boi. No, we're trying to. We're not going to do it right away. We're trying to convince him. We try to convince him over time to do what he's supposed to do. While we're convincing him, we're going to increase the ksuba, put the pressure on him. If he doesn't listen, then he has to go. Then, in a certain amount of time, then she goes out with the excess in the ksuba. And Rashi says, "Vavim luchli be shema yachzer bo ubetoch zman she'anu nimlachin bo umachzir lav sheyachzer bo mosifin al ksuvasa." We don't let her go yet. We let her go only when you force him to pay a little more. Okay. So now the Gemara is going to try to bring another raya. What moredes is? Moredes mean tashmish. Moredes mean malacha. Right now, we thought it meant tashmish. We had a raya from Mishnah. We said it's not a raya. So now we're trying to bring another raya. We bring in a brisa. The brisa says that the din that talks about a woman who's moredes al baila, that we diminish her ksuba, it's achas li arusa. It's whether she is an arusa, whether or nesua, vafilu nida, vafilu chola, vafilu shemeres yavam. All these cases, if she's moredes, the Gemara makes the diuk. Read it. Bishlama leman the amar mimalacha. The brisa makes sense according to my amar who says that moredes means someone who doesn't work. So that's shapir. El leman damar mitashmish. She's moredes from tashmish. Nida bas tashmishi. She's not subject to tashmish. It's a big deal. So amalach. The Gemara answers no. Yeah. Ain't her dome. Misha yisho pas basalo. Misha ain't no. If you have pas basalo, that's fine. Okay, she's a nida. I know. Next week or 2 weeks, that will be fine. But if she says, I'm not going to do it, she's a moredes, even if at the moment in time that she can't possibly do it. And Ika de Amri, some say, Bishlam alaman de Amri mitashmish. It makes sense according to Mundo Amri, who says that tashmish, hayadu tani chola. That's someone who's sick. She can have tashmish. I mean, it depends on the level of sickness. But she can theoretically have tashmish if he wants. But alaman de Amri malacha, chola bas malachi, well, she can't work. She can't get out of bed to work. So what's that going to be? Ella, so the Gemara says, you're right, in the Hanami, that's a raya. So, mitashmish kule amalo pligi, the chavi moredes. Everyone agrees, if she refuses to do tashmish, that's considered moredes. Ki pligi malacha. There's a machlokas regarding whether she refuses to do malacha, that's also considered moredes. Mar sava, one holds, mi malacha lo chavi moredes. If she refuses to do malacha, that is not considered moredes. Umar sava, malacha nami chavi moredes. And one holds, malacha is also considered a moredes. That's all. Okay. Gufa. Hamoredes al-Baila. I don't know where we saw this, but Hamoredes al-Baila. Pochasin la miksuvasa. We diminish our ksuva. Shiva dinar mishabas. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shiva tar pi'ikin. That's the Mishnah. I don't know what says Gufa. Okay. So Rabbi Seinu chazu v'nimnu. But the rabbis went back and they changed it. They would make some sort of announcement for 4 weeks in a row. The rest they would say, Ploni spas, Ploni moredes, Ploni baila. V'sholchim la beisdin, and the beisdin would send shluchim to her, and they would say, have a yodas, you should know, shafil ksuva seich, mea mana hifsadit, even if your ksuva is 100 mana, the ksuva would be 200 mana. Whatever your ksuva is, whatever the value of ksuva is, you've lost it, right? Achas liarusa, so you don't keep going. It's 4 weeks, and then she loses everything. So he says, achas liarusa, v'nusua, filo nida, filo chola, filo shmeres yavam, all those cases. They sort of changed the takana. They made it a little more quick. They streamlined the process. Amalei Rechia by Yosef Shmuel. So Rechia says to Shmuel, nida bas tashmishi. It's a nida. We say before it is the tashmish. Same shock tire we had before. Amalei Shmuel says back to Rechia by Yosef, eino dom mishi eso pas basala mishi eino pas basala. Yeah, it is, because if he knows he cannot have bia, that's a problem. If he knows in a few weeks he'll be able to have bia, it's much different. Okay, so Gemara says, Amr Rami Bar Chama, Ein Mach Reason Alea El Bebate Kinesios Bate Midrashos. The Hachraza is made only in the shuls and only in the Bate Midrash. You don't have to do it in the streets and in the marketplaces, or maybe in the Jewish press. Amr Rava, Deka Nami, the Diak we can make, Tikatani, Arba Shabbos Zohar Zo. He says, for Shabbos is taking literally four on Shabbos, on Yom HaShabbos, when people are in the Beis Medrash or in the Beis Knesset, that's when we make the Hachraza. Shema Amina. Amar Rami Bar Chama, Pa'amayim, twice I think, Sholchim Lo Mi Beis Din, Achas Kodem Hachraza, Achas Achar Hachraza. Every time we send the Shlichim, we send the Shlichim to her before which we make the Hachraza, and then once after they make the Hachraza. Give her a chance, I guess, to repent. Todoris Rav Nachman Bar Rav Chizda. Rav Nachman Bar Chizda says, Halach Rabboseinu. The halach is like these Rabboseinu and not like our Mishnah, which our Mishnah had him going a certain amount per week. Here it's 4 weeks. Make the Achraza, she loses the whole thing. Amar Rava, Hai Burcha. The fact that we don't pass like our Mishnah, that's a Burcha, which I think means, Rashi says, Dover She'enu Hagun. Because that's not right. That's Shtus. So, Amalei Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, My Burkhusei, why do you think this is not correct? So Anna, this is Rav Nachman Yitzchak speaking. Anna Amirsi Nihile Mishmei Degavaraba Amitain Nihile. I said this din in the name of an Adam Gadol. Umanon, who's an Adam Gadol? Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina. It's Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina. Why are you telling me this is Shtus? I said this in the name of Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina. He's the one who said this. So the EU command Savar, Rava, who says it's Borcha, he doesn't hold like Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina. So who does he hold like? So he says, the Gemara says, Kihad the Itmar, he holds the following, that Rava Amar Rav Sheshes, and Rava said the name of Rav Sheshes, Halacha Nimlachin Ba. Rashi says, Mashin es gita umachzirin alei shetachzor ba ubetoch kach pochesim iksuvaso shiva drin b'shabbes. He says that we withhold her get and we diminish the amount like our Mishnah. We withhold it and diminish, which that's goes like our Mishnah. Rav Huna bar Yehuda amar sheishes halacha einim lachin ba. The halacha is not that we diminish the get week by week. Rather, the halacha is like the Rav Hosseinu in the Braisa that we announce for 4 weeks and then she loses the ksuba. Okay. Hechi damya moredes. So what would be the case where she's a moredes, which we say moredes means, for sure means that she's not having bia, also might mean that she won't do malacha. So amar amemar, the amra bi'inele umitsarneli. Moredes would be where she says, I'm willing to do it, But right now, he's paining me. And therefore, she's considered Moredes, and we force her to go back. Right? Rashi says, Heichidam Moredes, the Kofinosa, the Mashin Gito, Poksimiku Suvasa, which is going like our Mishnah, it's the Amr Be'inele, Sheyesh Lakofa Yidei Pichitas Suvasa. Here we can force her. Aval Amra, but she says the reason why she's not having Bia is Maizulai, he's disgusting to me. So like Haifinale, then that's not considered Moredes, we're not going to force him, right? Rashi says, Aval Amra Ma'isli, Lohu Velok Suvas So Be'ena. I guess that means, Lo Kafinale, Lesh Hosa, to force him, El Nosin Lo Get Viyotsa Blok Suva. Rashi says, give her the get now when she leaves without a Suva. Interesting. Okay. Marzutra Amra, Marzutra says, even if she says Ma'is, Kaifinale, we do force her, and Hahu Uvda, there was this Ma'isa, the Achpe Marzutra forced, I guess any woman who said Moisle, the Nafak Mine, and from that couple came out Rav Chanina Misura, who was an Adam Gadol. But the Gemara says, no, don't use that as a raya, that they had a great time with Adam. The Loi Hasam Siyat Shmayahava. That was a Siyat Shmayah that happened to be that they got an Adam Gadol. But you can't learn from that. And La'olam, basically, of this, we say we do not force a woman who says mois, and she would go out, according to Rashi, without a ksuva. Okay. Right. There's a big toast here that talks, that the argument is about Rashi. About what does it mean, that kofin to get divorced. And I didn't do it, but I should. But, okay. Kalsei de Rav Zid Imrada. So the daughter-in-law of Rav Zvid was Moredes to his son, right? I guess in the case would be that she said mice, in the case of mice. So, Havitfise Chad Shera. So they grabbed from her cloak, right, made out of, what's a cloak made out of?
Silk
cloak. Chad Shera. Yosef Amemar Umazut Ravashi. So these three, Amemar Umazut Ravashi is sitting. The Yosef of Gamda Gabayu. So whenever it says, mentions three, and then the fourth, it's the fourth one who's going to be the focal point of the story. Otherwise, just mentioned all three, four sitting. The Yosef of Gamda Gabayu. Yosef Ika Amri. And he got up and he said, Marda Hivsida Bila Osea Kayomim. So when she Moredes, she loses even the clothing that she brought in her dowry, right? So even the stuff that even her existed, her own stuff. So Amr Luhu Rav Gamda. So Rav Gamda said to Amem Razut Ravashi, Mishum de Rav Zvid Gaver Rabba Mach Nefisule. Just because Rav Zvid is Gaver Rabba, you're gonna bow down to him and just listen to what he says, even if he's wrong, right? V'hamar Rav Kahana, did Rav Kahana say? By Rava of the low Pashit, we asked this question and they didn't answer the question and they didn't know the answer. And now all of a sudden you're going to say for sure that she loses this the cloak? And then Ikadami was the other way around. They said that if she's Moreda, she does not lose the cloak that she brings in from the Nidunya. So Amul Rav Gamden, Rav Gamden says to Amem, Rav Zutra, and Rav Ashi, I am Rav Zid Gavra Rabba, who Afchisu Leila Dine Ilave, Rashi says, you're going to paskin against him, and you're not worried with Lo Yar al Varenu, Machmas an Vinatsuno, because he's such an honor, he's not going to argue with us. You're taking advantage of him, and you're going to say something against him. Why are you saying this against him? Ha Amar Rav Kahana, mi bai bai la Rav of Lo Pashit. Rav asked this question, and didn't have an answer. It's a suffix. Why are you saying Bivad Vados that this is the answer? It's a suffix. Someone already asked this question, and we don't know the answer. So the Gemara says, Hashta de lo itmar lo hachi below hachi. Now that we haven't know, we don't know which way to go, whether she loses that cloak or not. So tafsa lo mafkina mina. If she's holding on to it, I guess we don't take it away from her. Lo tafsa, but if she doesn't have it, lo yavina lo, we don't give it to her. Umashaina le tresa yachi shato agita. We make her wealth wait. We make her wait 12 months for her get. Maybe she'll be chozer. Those 12 months, she doesn't eat. She doesn't get mizonos from her husband. Which is interesting, because I thought we just said, passing like the brisa, which says that we make it divorced after 4 weeks. Not sure.
That's why it's probably giving you another gear.
Another gear here. Okay. All right. Apologies, I don't have any extra, but we'll stop here. And everyone have a good morning.
Which words would you stop?